مرکشنی پرکه میشن زاین میشه های لو پیروس بزمان ازه بگیه شاف بیر. Somebody who has Protus and Mycerchini nowadays, but there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. So the pears and Mycerchini are no longer brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten there, since there's no longer Kedusha to Yerushalayim. And now it's time for the beer. Now it's Erev Yontav Rishon of Pesach, the fourth and seventh year. What should he do with the Mycerchini? Beishami Aymer and Sarach Lachalan Ala Kesef. Beishami says you have to redeem the Mycerchini onto money. Even though there's nothing you can do with the money of Meister Shani, but that's the beer that you have to do. That's the way that you dispose of the Meister Shani by redeeming it onto money. Whether you have money of Meister Shani or Paris of Meister Shani, either way, there's nothing you can do with the Meister Shani. So what's the point of redeeming the Paris of Meister Shani onto money? Instead, the Paris of Meister Shani should be disposed of when it's time for the beer on Erev Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. Rabbi Yehuda said, at first, Bezdin used to send out agents to the field owners outside of Yerushalayim, and the agents would tell them, quickly and harvest your fruit and take off the trumas and maizrus before it comes the time of the beer. And when it approaches Erev Yom Tov Rishon of the fourth and seventh year, Bezin would send out the agents to the field owners to quickly harvest whatever fruits are still attached to the ground and to take off the trumas and maizrus and give them to the respective owners before the time of the beer. Achabar Rabbi Akiva Velime Shokar Peris Lobo Lona Tamaizrus Petura Minat Beer. Until Rabbi Akiva arrived and taught clients for all the following day, that any produce that had not reached the season of maizrus, that the produce is not yet ripe and therefore is not yet chayiv in trumas and maizrus, the mitzvah of beer does not apply to such produce. So therefore, it was no longer necessary to send agents to the field owners to tell them to harvest their produce and take off the trumas and maizrus prior to the time of the beer, as since the produce is still attached to the ground and is not yet ripe, has not reached the season of maizrus, therefore the mitzvah of beer would not apply to that produce. The mitzvah of beer applies only to produce that already reached the season of maizrus, it's already ripe, and the chiyuv of maizrus already applied to it. In such a case, it would be chayav to separate the trumas and maizrus and give it to their respective owners. But produce that's not yet ripe, you do not have to take off the trumas and maizrus prior to the zman of the beer.